peace be upon you. God willing, today we're going to talk about one of the prophecies in the Quran regarding the splitting of the moon. Chapter 54 of the Quran is entitled The Moon, and the first five verses say the following. We seek refuge in God from Satan the rejected. The hours come closer and the moon has split. Then they saw a miracle, but they turned away and said old magic. They disbelieve, follow their own opinions, and adhere to their old traditions. Sufficient warnings have been delivered to alert them, great wisdom, but all the warnings have been in vain. So what does these five verses mean? Dr. Rashad Khalifa, in his translation, was actually the first to discover that these verses are in regards to the landing and the departing of the moon in 1969 by Apollo 11. The footnote of this verse reads, "This important sign of the approaching of the end of the world came to pass in 1969 when humans landed on the moon and brought pieces of the moon to the earth. At the same time, God's mathematical miracle was being gradually unveiled. Traditional Muslims opposed it since it exposed the falsity of their practices." So we see in this footnote that basically this is regarding the landing and departing of the moon. And it's tied with the mathematical miracle of the Quran that we saw in a previous podcast. If you recall in the that podcast, we read chapter 74, which is entitled The Hidden Secret, and we read about the mathematical code. And one of the things that we see, I want to point out some of the similarities in how these two, chapter 54 and chapter 74, are tied together. In chapter 74, God talks about the disbeliever and that he's going to look at the Quran and actually uses the term that the Quran is clever magic and that it's human made and that God will prove him wrong. And this is in chapter 74, verses 24 and 25. Then in verse 31, we see what the function of the number 19 is. And God gives us five criteria. It says, one, to disturb the disbelievers. Two, to convince the Christians and Jews that this is divine scripture. Three, to strengthen the faith of the faithful. Four, to remove all traces of doubt from the hearts of Christians, Jews, as well as the believers. And five, to expose those who harbor doubts in their hearts. And then in verse 32 through 35 of chapter 74, we read the following. It says, absolutely, I swear by the moon. This is God swearing. God swears by the moon and the night as it passes and the morning as it shines. This is one of the great miracles. That God swears by the moon. And in chapter 54, it's entitled The Moon. And it says that the hours come closer and the moon has split. Then they saw a miracle, but they turned away and said old magic. So we're seeing the parallelisms between these two chapters. So what does all this mean? On July 20th, 1969, we landed on the moon. And on July 21st, 1969, we departed from the moon with exactly 21 kilograms of moon rock. If you go and look and see what time it was that we departed from the moon, what you'll see is in universal time, which is Greenwich Mean Time, or the time that's universal wherever you are around the world, the time is 1754.1. In Eastern Daylight Time, that time is 1:54.1. No matter where you are in the world, the hour changes, but the minute and the seconds are the same. And what we see is at exactly 54 minutes and 1 second, we departed from the moon with 21 kilograms of moon rock. Now, if you look at chapter 54, verse 1 of the Quran again, it says the hours come closer and the moon has split. Now, this is awesome. Now, there's more to it than the 54.1. God has basically blessed us with other proof. The day we landed on the moon was July 20th, 1969. If you put those numbers next to each other, 7-20-1969, that number is a multiple of 19. It's actually 19 times 379,051. The day we departed from the moon, July 21st, 1969, everywhere else in the world, for the most part, they write the day first, then the month, then the year. If you put 21-07-1969, that number is also a multiple of 19. You basically get 19 times 1,109,051. The number of verses from the beginning of the Quran to verse 1 of chapter 54 is 4,845, which is a multiple of 19. It's 19 times 255. Now, from chapter 54:1 to the end of the Quran, the number of verses is 1389. Remarkably, the year 1389 is the Islamic calendar equivalent of 1969. Chapter 54 also has 55 verses. If you put 55:1389, this corresponds exactly to the Islamic calendar's date of July 20th, 1969. Also, it's worth mentioning that the word Al-Qamar, or the moon, occurs 26 times in the Quran, and in chapter 54, verse 1, is the 19th occurrence of this word. So all these have to do, again, with the number 19, which is the common denominator of the Quran, as we see in the previous podcast. Now, the verses of chapter 54, verse 1 through 5, says, after the splitting of the moon, that a miracle occurred, but the people turned away and said, old magic. Okay, and we know that this has to do with the mathematical miracle. In 1974, God revealed the mathematical miracle of the Quran through Dr. Rashad Khalifa. 1974 also corresponds exactly 1,406 lunar years from when the Quran was first revealed. And it just happens that 1,406 is equal to 19 times 74. And we also saw that in chapter 74 is entitled The Hidden Secret, which talks about the number 19 and how this is basically the miracle of the Quran. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I first heard about this, this totally blew my mind. I remember growing up and hearing that this verse had to do with a hadith from Bukhari, which really makes no sense whatsoever when you look at it in the light of the Quran. The hadith goes the following. It says that the people at the time of Muhammad asked the Muhammad to show them a miracle. So he showed them the moon split in two halves, between which they saw the Haram mountain. This really has no basis because it's completely contradictory to the Quran. In chapter 10, verse 20, and chapter 29, verse 50, we see that Muhammad did not have a physical miracle. And what chapter 10, 20 says, it says, they say, how come no miracle came down to him from his Lord? Say, the future belongs to God, so wait, and I'm waiting along with you. So Muhammad is saying, look, I'm waiting along with you. Muhammad can't dictate miracles. God's the one who controls all miracles. And it just happens that the miracle of the Quran was to come 1,406 lunar years after the revelation of the Quran. In chapter 29, verse 50, we read, they said, if only miracles could come down to him from his Lord. Say, all miracles come only from God. I am no more than a manifest warner. So Muhammad did not have a physical miracle. This kind of like, you know, funny story that he made the moon split, it has no basis. When you look at it in the context of what awesome proof God gave that this is referring to the mathematical miracle in the landing and departing of the moon, it's absolutely overwhelming. Even if you look at the revelations of the Quran, some people will say, well, those revelations regarding that Muhammad didn't have a physical miracle came before, but that's not true either. Chapter 54 was the 37th revelation. Chapter 10 was the 51st revelation, and chapter 29 was the 85th revelation, meaning that the splitting of the moon happened prior to people questioning where's Muhammad's physical miracle. So we know that basically Muhammad did not have a physical miracle, as we read in those verses. God willing, we're going to end here. As always, I highly recommend to read the Quran for an awesome translation of the Quran. You can go on QuranAlone.com. It's a translation by Dr. Rashad Khalifa, where he has absolutely amazing findings and discoveries. Also, if you have any questions or comments, you can always email us at QuranTalk@gmail.com. Until next time, peace and God bless.